Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Tamiflu has side effects.
Hallucinating. Suicide. Delirium.
Good Lord.
So it's Tamiflu or just suffer with the symptoms.
Ooh, that's brilliant.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hell no. DMO.
Anti-labeling advocates spent $70 million to defeat ballot initiative.
Why? Because they said it would hurt sales.
Shut up and eat your mutant chili.
Robert Scott Bell.
Cancer cases keep rising, and it's all down to plain bad luck.
Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Oh, man, Paul Offit is calling on Jesus. What would Jesus do with the measles? Would he tell you moms and dads to sacrifice your children to the church of pharmaceutical mysticism? Listen, I'm no expert on that, but I have a feeling the answer would be no. Welcome, my friends, to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Church of the what? Well, it's the healing ministry, that's for sure. And atheists are now calling on Jesus to invoke you to give up your kids and sacrifice them on the altar of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism vaccine denomination. What do we say to that, Super Don?
I'm kind of...
Are you torn on the issue? Come on.
It's a mixed bag thing here, because...
Well, you're agnostic, right?
Well, okay, yes. Yes, I am. Okay. But, on the one hand...
Yes.
I understand what he's saying, but I don't think all atheists feel that way.
I don't know. I mean, is he an avowed atheist? Because this guy, he's out of his mind the way he wants to sacrifice children and claims that, you know, you can give him 10,000 shots at once and everything's good. I mean, this guy, to me, he's sick in the head. There's something wrong with Offit in the head. I'm just saying.
Listen, he's got the same thing that all of these other knucklehead guys that we've been talking about have. He has narcissistic personality disorder, I am convinced.
With an emphasis on dunderhead.
I had to throw that in there too, yes. Disorder
absolutely. Dunderhead. So anyway, a recent New York Times op-ed from this pro-vaccine physician actually asked that question. What would Jesus do about measles? You know, I'm going to speculate here. At the risk of offending somebody, why doesn't he ask his dad? Right? I mean, if you were Jesus and you had a problem with measles, you go, hey, Dad, what's up with measles? But you know what Dad would likely say? Well, I helped to create that so that it would strengthen the immune system of children all over the world so that they would grow up to not suffer from chronic diseases and cancer, for instance. Far be it for me to be... I don't know. It's not a God complex, but I think it is reasonable to acknowledge that whatever created this planet, this world, this universe, had a hell of a lot more intelligence. That's probably a bad choice of words there, I realize. A lot more intelligence than someone like Paul Offit or any of these pro-vaccine worshippers. What would Jesus do? Why do they call on Jesus for vaccines? Come on. You are literally violating the laws of nature by violently piercing the skin and injecting aborted fetal tissue in some cases. You think Jesus would be for that? I'm just thinking not. 866-939-BELL, if you have an opinion on this, because you might. 866-939-2355. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
What? I mean, it's Jesus. I mean, wouldn't he have to just kind of like wave his hand, you know, and measles gone? I mean, why would he bother with a vaccination?
Well, you're talking about turning water into wine. Although the illiterate non-scientists who write for the mainstream media would probably say the wine that Jesus made is contaminated with lead or something. We'll get to that
arsenic
in a moment.
Arsenic or something, yeah.
Arsenic, probably, yeah. We'll get to that. But the author of this guy, Dr. Paul Offit, we've talked about him. He's a pediatrician. And that's what this is why, you know, he's the poster child for why we say pediatricians are downright dangerous to the health of children. He's at Children's Hospital in Philadelphia. He thinks he's got a direct line to Jesus, and he says Jesus would want everyone vaccinated for the sake of the greater good, right? The greater good. We need to poison all the children to help all the children.
Is that what I seem to recall him not going along with what everybody else was saying or doing.
How do you mean?
Well, I mean, listen, I'm not.
He spoke out against the money changers, did he not?
Yeah.
That did not make him popular.
I seem to recall something there where he was saying, Caesar's not the guy we're supposed to be, paying homage to.
Yeah, well, he had his face put on all the coins, of course. A little bit of ego going on down there. Using the power of the state to force vaccines. See, that's the thing where I think, and I'll be so bold, Jesus was Jewish, according to history there, rabbi maybe. I don't think he is for using the state to coerce you into sacrificing your children. I mean, that's the whole argument. Jesus was a socialist. You know, it was one thing to voluntarily give of yourself, to do charitable work, to donate. It's another thing when you do it by the force of a government gun. And that's no longer charity. And I think this Paul Offit has got a screw loose or an extra syringe in his head that he forgot to remove at one point. And so he's utilizing this Jesus concept of the greater good to tell you to sacrifice your children to another religion. Believe me, this is a... don't even believe me. I don't want you to believe. Religious order. It is a religious order. Modern medicine, allopathic medicine, the medical monopoly. It's a dangerous death cult, as evidenced by their willingness to inject children. And then the claim that it's perfectly safe and totally effective, despite the fact that their own church leaders in the Supreme Court have ruled that... well, vaccines are unavoidably unsafe. Unavoidably unsafe. And yet they're continuing around the country, and I think 23 states, I don't know how many states now, have proposed legislation to remove philosophical and religious exemption. And at the same time, Paul Offit is trying to use religious phraseology and religious icons to claim that you should not exempt yourself or your children. In fact, you should, in fact, endorse and embrace the state medical monopoly and turn your children over. Not to mom and dad. They're old news. It's now the state owns your children. Again, this is another reason why I have spoken occasionally about my... what would the word be? My reluctance might be the right word, to turn my kids over to the state when they were born, or to turn my marriage over to the state when we declared it such via covenant, via compact, contract. And I have this crazy notion, I know, Super Don, it's wild and crazy, this Robert Scott Bell guy, that you don't have to ask permission where none is required. Once you grow up to be an adult, you're no longer under the auspices of the control of your mother and father. You now have the ability to be autonomous and care for your own life, and then, if you have offspring, care for them, and not seek out permission from government agents or agencies, or even religious institutions if you feel like you don't want to abide by them because you are an autonomous human being, granted with free will by that which created us all. And so when I speak in terms of this, and somebody calls me, like Jonathan Eber, calls me a purist, I admit it. I am a purist. And I don't ask you to do it, but you listen to the show, kind of try to give you some insights as to some things, as to the reason why things are happening. And rather than dancing around the symptoms and treating the symptoms like, voting Republican instead of a Democrat or vice versa, I like to look at the cause, where it all started, and go there and make a correction at that point. and then watch all of the manifestations or symptoms dissipate or disappear altogether. Again, that's the crazy Robert Scott Bell talking, right? But truth is treason in an empire of lies. The empire of lies is littered with the bodies of children, either killed or horribly disabled, mentally, emotionally, or otherwise, by the vaccine religion. And I don't know if any of you are offended by Paul Offit trying to say Jesus would tell you to sacrifice your child in this way for a greater good. But whether you're offended or not, it's almost irrelevant. That this guy has any voice tells you any, well, pretty much all you need to know about the mainstream media, because they put him on a show and they don't question him. They don't question the lies that he spews, the vile filth that he spews from his mouth. You want to say it's sacrilege? Fine. But this guy has profited handsomely from convincing parents not to listen to their gut instinct about injecting their children with toxic poisons that they wouldn't put in their baby bottle for fear of being arrested. Yes, I said it, for fear of being arrested. And that leads to the wine story briefly here on Natural News. We have it linked up in the show notes, by the way, at robertscadbell.com. Somebody messed up, a lot of them messed up, in the mainstream media, in reporting this California lawsuit about wine and arsenic. And they said there was, wow, there's like 50 parts per billion of wine, and that's more than is allowed in drinking water. Never mind that you don't drink wine like water to the extent of the amount that you would drink. If you did, you'd be dead of cirrhosis. That's another story. But then the biggest thing in this article, and I'd like to have you look at it. If not, look at the article. I link it at robertscatbell.com. A wonderful image that Mike Adams put together yesterday about this mainstream media's scientific illiteracy on display. Again, and that scientific illiteracy is on display anytime they say vaccines are safe and effective and that Paul Offit is just out for the greater good, not his own pocketbook, as he profits from the vaccines he creates. Mainstream media's scientific illiteracy on display. You had a picture of a bottle of wine, or no, a glass of wine. 50 parts per billion arsenic in wine is quote-unquote dangerous. Then go below it. And now you see the illiteracy revealed. 50,000 parts per billion mercury in flu shots is considered by those same mainstream medical journalists, illiterate as they are, 50,000 parts per billion of mercury in a flu shot is perfectly fine. It's safe. But lo and behold,
it's just three zeros, Robert.
Three extra zeros on it. 50 parts per billion wine that you might sip a little bit. 50,000 parts per billion mercury that you might inject a lot into a child. Come on.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, we got Dr. Rob Burkert coming back on from the Alliance for Natural Health Europe. Next hour, previewing a little bit more info on what's going on in the UK and around the world in health and healing. We're heading there pretty soon. And we got another hometown healer. Cool story, a radio guy this time. Got a really good deep voice you'll like. And Amanda Thomas, our UK health correspondent, talking about what they're running buses on in the UK and new gold mines opening up over there. We'll get to 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, robertscatbell.com. See, thanks to all our wonderful sponsors while you're at it. Monsanto, the Monsanto bites back. You know, I asked the question, I was like, what are they going to do now that the World Health Organization has come out and acknowledged that glyphosate is a probable carcinogen, right? What are they going to call them, science deniers? That's what I was wondering. I don't think they've gone that far just yet, but you wait. You wait. The WHO is going to join us and deny science, right? Monsanto company escalated its criticism of the World Health Organization agency's finding last week. And what are they doing? They're just crying. We are outraged. We are outraged that you've determined that glyphosate is probably carcinogenic, right?
We're outraged with this. Didn't see that coming, right?
Yeah. Robert Fraley, Monsanto's chief technology officer, a CTO, said in a statement Monday, arguing that the finding was derived from cherry-picking data based on an agenda-driven bias. Really? Now they're saying the WHO has an anti-GMO agenda? Really? I just haven't met the vaccine or drug that the World Health Organization didn't want to help facilitate entry with into the poorest regions of planet Earth, Africa especially. And, of course, the facilitation of GMOs as well. They actually were so overwhelmed with the science that I think they were embarrassed to the point where they were shamed into acknowledging that there's a lot of data showing carcinogenicity. In other words, that glyphosate Roundup does indeed cause cancer, although all they said it was probable. Probably.
Poor Monsanto. I mean, they're on the run. I mean, they're just getting hammered
on the run.
Left and right. Well, you know, actually, you know, Robert, we've been hammering Monsanto pretty hard. And
we have been. Do you think it's gotten back to Monsanto where we're going to get some blowback?
Actually, you know, I think somebody tipped them off because we actually got a crank call earlier.
No way. Really?
Yeah.
A Monsanto prank call?
Well, it said you were from Monsanto. You want to hear it?
All right, give a. I hope it's okay for FCC, but we're going to play it. A Monsanto call to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, I'm Fred. You know Monsanto. That's you. That's what you sound like. Knock, knock. Who's there? You suck.
Oh man.
Okay then. So we'll keep in touch.
Goodbye.
That wasn't very nice.
I guess that's what they had to resort to. They don't know what else to say.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, it was sticks and stones, right, as they say. But, yeah, you're right. What are they going to do, point to the science? Well, yeah, but the thing is, they accused the WHO of cherry-picking data based on an agenda-driven bias. Isn't this another case of Hoofnagel the cat saying, hey, they're looking in the mirror? I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's all they can do. You know, they don't know what else. It's interesting because it's, you know, this has been going on for a long time. And if you look at how things are today, I think what you've got is you've got a new generation of these guys, these scientists, these people that are kind of, you know, carrying the torch of the guys before them. But they've gotten sloppy. I think it's just human nature. And they've ended up, I think they're kind of tipping their hand a little bit.
They are. Well, but the FDA, no worry, don't fear. FDA has a drug for that. A 2006 drug that was pulled from the market before it could even make it to the market. It was so bad because it caused Elephant Man side effects. Is on the way back.
Oh,
this is a story out of London. Yeah, that's right. And my first recommendation is to experiment upon Monsanto executives who are upset at the WHO. What do you think? There was a German Russian biotech.
As much as I may not like the guys at Monsanto, I wouldn't wish that on them. You know,
you're not mean enough. Super Don, where did your go? You were just
I can disagree. I don't want them to look like an elephant man.
Okay. To me, they already look like elephant men when they do these things that they do. Huh. By the way, how are they claiming they can bring this nasty drug back? They say we've lowered the dose so much that it's not causing elephant man like side effects. So what are they acknowledging? The dose is in the poison, or the poison is in the dose? It's very interesting. Check it out. Read it up. If you want more on it, we can talk more about it if you'd like. But when we come back, you know what I'd rather talk about? Angelina Jolie's body parts. They've gone missing. What's left for Brad Pitt?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so as simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom.
Making sense out of medical propaganda.
Willing to go where the truth takes him.
See, we're on a mission from God.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yes, and we do not ask you to sacrifice your children on the altar of the medical monopoly. Not here, not now, not ever, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And, well, sometimes we even talk about Angelina Jolie. Isn't that weird? No, we don't do that often, do we, Super Don? I mean, I don't want to go to the tabloids too frequently.
The last time we talked about her was when she got some tests done. Mm-hmm. And she found out she had the BRCA gene.
Right.
And so she had a double mastectomy.
Right, right. And I remember then that there were reports to say that she had, was going to remove her ovaries or had removed her ovaries. We could never get validation on whether that had actually happened until now. So a couple of years later, word on the street, or at least according to this article, Angelina just publicly announced that she had undergone a radical I guess what they call it, preventive double ovaryectomy.
Both ovaries and the fallopian tubes.
And the fallopian tubes. Fallopianectomy, tubectomy. I mean, this is... Brad Pitt, what do you... You don't have anything to say about this? You're like, I support my wife as she's removing her body parts because we don't want her to get cancer on. I mean, it's... I realize for some, is my... Robert Scabell, you're being very mean to Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie for pointing this out. That she's butchering herself because she's afraid of getting cancer because many of her family members have. Now, if she truly is, and... I don't know how much of this is an act. When you've got actors at that level, how much of this is just playtime? I mean, she works for the United Nations, for goodness sake. Probably promoting vaccinations as well. She's either not intelligent or she's part of the sinister plot, right? I don't give her a lot of credit. I don't know her personally at the same time. I can only make some assessments based on what's being reported here. But she said she had been planning for the additional surgery for some time. She claims it's less complex than the mastectomy, but its effects are more severe. Yeah, because it turns a woman into a menopausal woman before she's supposed to be menopausal. So she said she was readying herself physically and emotionally, discussing options with doctors, researching alternative medicine, and mapping her hormones for estrogen or progesterone replacement. But she still felt she had months to make the date. She was researching alternative medicine. She still elected to remove her ovaries. What kind of research did she do? I'm curious about that. And how, if you're a man, super, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
How do you ready yourself physically and emotionally to have your boys taken off? You know what I'm saying?
Physically and emotionally, I'm running the other direction.
I think so. Our delivery system is not to be there when they deliver their knives and things to me to go, no, that's not happening. We're going the other way. Question for Brad Pitt. Is it true he's going to donate his you-know-what to her at this point? Because he evidently doesn't have this BRCA gene. But the thing is, men are not going to do this. I mean, granted, if you've got full-blown testicular cancer in end-stage scenario, that's a different discussion. But as I've said so many times before, as a man, I can't speak as a woman, at least this lifetime that I'm aware of. But if a doctor is going to, and let's just say I knew nothing about nothing, because I'm not just saying I'm a homeopath and I know better. But even before I knew this stuff, the doctor says, yeah, you've got a gene mutation. It's likely that you're going to get testicular cancer. Let's just go ahead and remove those spherical things, right? Let's just remove them now. No, it's not happening. Men are not going to do that. So you might find one, okay. But Angelina Jolie representing all of womankind, I sure hope not. And one of my messages has been over the years is women, please, ladies, hold on to your body parts. At least as much as men would do that. Or maybe they do that. No, I'm serious about this. There is no excuse in my mind, except for fear. Fear is the excuse, if you want to call it an excuse, to be butchered upon by the men, the male-dominated men, and the women who are dominated by men within the profession that have given up their femininity, to attack women in this way, to take out their body parts that are not even sick, they're not even cancerous, just on the belief that their genes are somehow corrupted. She removed her ovaries. What else is left for Brad? And it isn't even for Brad, for Angelina. I mean, it's your body. You can do with it as you will. I understand that concept. But yet, those people, and I don't know Angelina Jolie's stance on this, I haven't asked her, but many people who support and applaud her removing her body parts, because she has a right to do so, are often the same people, like Paul Offit, that would stand against the freedom of parents to reject medical intervention, particularly when it comes to prevention of disease that isn't even here, that's only theoretical. And yes, that even means measles. Now you say, oh, measles is not theoretical, it's real. No, that's not what I mean. You don't have the measles. You want to inject yourself with the measles, acknowledging that in the inserts itself, it acknowledges that there is some shedding of viable virus that can give you measles or give other people the measles. Autonomy?
self-determination. It's good if you're a woman who wants an abortion or wants to remove her body parts because she's afraid of cancer. But when it comes to protecting your children, legitimately, by not destroying their immune system, by not allowing for the injection of toxic poisons, as I said, you wouldn't make them drink. Right? The same thing. The scientific illiteracy of the mainstream media. 50 parts per billion in a bottle of wine. Of arsenic. 50,000 parts per billion of mercury injected into a child in a flu shot or a pregnant mom in a flu shot, where that mercury is going to transfer through the barrier that that may exist to some degree to protect the developing baby. It's not going to protect it from mercury. And that's okay. That's the insanity we're dealing with here. And this is why putting these people like Angelina Jolie on a pedestal as a great example for women is a very dangerous thing, in my opinion. Am I being too hard on her, or am I being too hard on women? No, man, if you want to do something good for women, protect them from doctors. Protect them from the allopathic medical man, and I mean even the women in that profession, who would argue that removing body parts that are not even ill, that are not even cancerous, is a good idea for prevention. What does it say about the other areas of her body that are not removed? How many body parts should she remove on fear of cancer? At what point do you go, this is ridiculous? At what point can you say there is genetic expression based on environment? It's called epigenetics. Did you study that? Jolie clearly didn't. Whatever her alternative medicine investigation was, it probably didn't involve the concept of epigenetics and recognizing that if you lived differently than your ancestors, than your relatives, all of those who did suffer from breast and or ovarian cancer, that you can change your future by what you do. Super Don, I got to ask, am I being too hard on her or Brad Pitt? Maybe I should be harder on Brad Pitt. I mean, he's the man in this case.
Well, yeah.
That's patriarchal of me, I know.
It's kind of tough because, you know, on the one hand, you know, people should have the right to, you know, if they want to, you know, chop things off.
Well, I didn't argue against that. I didn't.
That's their choice. Yeah. At the same time, though, you know, where do you draw the line between personal choice or when you are out promoting or encouraging or influencing people to do the same thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a tough one.
All right. Well, we'll leave it to you, listeners. Let us know what you think. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, or go to robertscottbell.com. Leave us a comment or a question.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Yes, question of the day time here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And this one's coming in from Lisa. Ooh, this looks serious.
All right.
We got to tone it down. I don't want to be somber here, but this is really a plea for help. Please help my husband. He is in ICU in Memphis, Tennessee, with a tumor on his lung that is hitting an artery. They have done radiation twice, and I want to actually get rid of the cancer, not kill my husband by the treatment. Who in the U.S. does the sodium bicarbonate? I think she's talking about the Tullio Simoncini thing where they do lavages of sodium bicarb into the lungs directly. Honestly, I don't know. And I know that the results have been spotty. Some have sworn by it and have done very well with sodium bicarb to neutralize or pH, alter the pH so radically that the cancer can't exist there. Lisa says her husband already has died once. And as she says here, God allowed him to come back, and he is on a ventilator right now. His name is Ronnie Montgomery, and he's at St. Francis Hospital in Memphis. Please pray for his healing and see if someone would help him before they kill him. They've already given up. I was giving him baking soda and molasses and took a 10-day break, and he got worse fast when doing it orally. The symptoms of swelling and not being able to breathe would subside. I'm so upset. My heart is broken and shredded apart. Please help. It should not be illegal to heal. Well, God bless you, Lisa, for standing by your husband here. This is a rough one. We know that none of us get out of this place alive, at least from the physical body perspective. Spiritually, yes, we go on. And they leave behind the heartache because we're the ones left behind. I'm not saying this is going to happen here. Our prayers are with you. What I would do at this point, I mean, you've got nothing to lose. I would nebulize the silver hydrosol. We know that the electrical activity of the silver itself, these nanoparticles, There's no defense. Cancer cells have no defense. And the fact that silver also brings as much as 10 times its atomic weight in oxygen in with it, that would be a great thing. I don't know if it's feasible even in ICU to even try to do this. And I think that's the difficulty in this scenario, among many difficulties, is that our medical system is a CYA perspective. The doctors are licensed. If they go outside the scope of practice or whatever the standard of care is, however ill-defined it is or however much illness it brings, the doctors fear losing their jobs, getting sued. I understand there's a litigious aspect to this. But I agree with the statement, it should not be illegal to heal. Should you grant the doctors the right, the privilege, the license, if you will, private license, to do things that are outside of the standard of care and accept the consequences if it doesn't work? I think doctors should be free to do that. Of course, the FDA often stands in their way. That's why our good friend, the FDA Dragon Slayer, Jonathan Emord, is here to help. I don't know if it's going to be too late in this case. But, Lisa, I appreciate you reaching out. And I know my listening audience can feel for you. You can check out in the notes. It'll actually tell you if you're in the Memphis, Tennessee area and want to help out. You can get information there as well. All right. With that, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll be back hopefully with a little levity and maybe a delightfully elegant flamethrower. Could that be the case? Are those things legal? Or is that just a glorified lighter? A big old Bic. Is that what it is?
All right, we'll go. Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse.
Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
By now, you heard about Bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
What do you think? Should Brad Pitt give up his boys, his spherical boys to Angelina? Donate them? I know this. The topic that we did there was pretty fraught with danger because, you know, if I chastise him for allowing Angelina to butcher herself or allow doctors to butcher her, then you're going to say, well, you know, it's her body, it's her decision, it's not Brad's, even though they're married. And, of course, those who do believe in patriarchal marriage will be mad at me, you know, if I don't do that. Yeah, you know, I can't win on this argument. I'm not even going to argue it. But if you want to chime in on it, let me know. But I personally have said it many times, I'm horrified that women would be willing to sacrifice their body parts when they're not even ill. Recognizing there's so many ways to go. And I know. She hasn't been trained. She's just an actress. She works for the UN. She's probably not that smart. I know. Still, I try to help folks if I can. But we didn't have enough of an in. I don't even think her dad, John Voight, has enough of an in to tell Angelina Jolie what to do.
Uh-huh.
So, probably. What about Tom Hanks? He was on that new show. I see an old show, but it's the Late Late Show, I think. They just replaced... What was the guy's name?
Yeah, well, it was used to be Craig Ferguson, was who
Ferguson
I really liked.
Great.
I thought he was really funny.
We love Craig Ferguson. We love comedy. You know, that's it. And he was funny. Yeah. They replaced him with another Brit, James Corden or Corbin?
Corden, yeah.
Corden, James Corden. And they must have an in with Tom Hanks because Tom Hanks appeared on his show. I don't know if it was the very first show or not. But
I think it may have been the first one, but I didn't actually see it, but I caught this on the internet, and yeah, he had Tom Hanks on, and they did this great bit where Tom Hanks and James Corden acted out every Tom Hanks movie in 8 minutes.
You think they did every one of them?
I believe they did. I watched the whole thing, and they hit. I believe it seemed like every single one of them,
including Cloud Atlas, because even doing a part of that would take 4 hours.
Yeah, exactly. But it was great. I mean, they hit all the ones that everybody knows, and we've got a short clip here where they act out four of the movies, mm-hmm. and let's see if you can guess, Robert, which ones these are.
Okay.
Let's have a bachelor party with chicks and guns and fire trucks and hookers and drugs and booze. Cleveland wins the pennant.
Okay, bachelor party, of course.
It's a great house. Shall we buy it? Ray, this is Walter.
Yeah! What was that? The neighborhood or something?
Yeah. I cannot solve this case with a dog. I am a policeman.
Turner and Hooch, yeah.
Right.
Oh, Hooch.
Yeah. Well, the one you missed
in there right after what? The bachelor party was classic, the money pit.
Oh, the money pit. That's right. They smashed the house.
Right.
And the other one where he said, so he brings out a bone and says, this is somebody. Somebody that was like...
The Burbs.
The Burbs. That's it. Yeah. That was one of the better movies. But he's done a lot of good movies.
They went through all of them. They started with Big, which was one of his earliest ones. They had Saving Private Ryan. They had Philadelphia.
Did they even do Splash?
Bit.
Did they do Splash? My girlfriend, Daryl Hannah?
I don't recall if they did Splash.
They might have
I don't remember
Splash.
That one.
Mr. Mango's on my shoulder.
Yeah. So, yeah, listen, I mean, Tom Hanks, great actor, and it's cool for him to be able to go and do stuff like that and kind of reminisce on the old movies that he did.
Well, we like creativity. We like comedy. We have to pepper our show in with a bit of it from time to time, or else we'd go mad with some of these stories we have to cover, like, Paul Offit claiming that Jesus would say, sacrifice your kids to the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. We disagree. I do, anyway. How about a nice handheld flamethrower? I'd like that, right? Can you make a creme brulee with this thing? Maybe you could remove a growth or a wart or an entire appendage, Angelina Jolie. Technically incorrect, Monday sees the launch of the XM-42. Millennium P-32 Space Modulator.
I knew you were going to say that.
I just saw that, XM-42, and it just kind of comes out from within me, the old Warner Brothers cartoon. That was Marvin Martian. They claim it to be the first ever legally available portable flamethrower.
Why would somebody need a flamethrower?
Well, listen, I know there are people that get nervous lighting the barbecue grill, getting too close and singeing their hair, so they could do this from a distance. They could go across the pool to the neighbor's yard and fire this thing up, and then, nobody gets hurt unless they're in the path.
I could see a situation. Could you imagine, like the wife sees a spider?
Oh, my God!
Yeah.
The flamethrower burns the house down. It's like, I wanted to remove the wart, and, the whole side of the house went down.
The wart?
They used to heat them off, burn them off, remember? We don't do that here. We use homeopathic medicine, Thuja Occidentalis, silver hydrosol. Hey, my friends, we got another hour. We got Rob Verkirk. We got a hometown healer. We got Amanda Thomas, our UK health reporter, and you, because the power to heal is yours, my friends.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. The taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.